Hot FM's EJ and Ben.
MasterChef Australia has been fierce, and there's not too many fellas left in the kitchen, especially now that Stephen's been kicked out, but he's with us right now. How you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for having me.
I've been looking forward to having you on the show because I have a confession to make. I think that you have one of the most sexiest voices I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
Thank you for that. I don't think there's too many people in the UK that would say the same thing, but it seems to resonate with the Aussies.
It's like the Australian accent. If we go overseas, then, you know, people fall in love with the Aussie accent. You know, I think, you know, you being on the show, this is your moment to shine. You're like James Bond or something. James Bond of the kitchen.
The Northern James Bond.
Have you had that sort of reaction coming out of the MasterChef kitchen with the ladies? Are they interested?
Oh, I've had a bit of reaction on Twitter about the accent. I think somebody suggested that I do sat-nav now that I'm out of the house. So, yeah, it's been good fun.
I was saying that the other day, I'm hoping that you do, like, cooking tutorials where we can just play your voice and you talk us through cooking things in our home kitchens.
That's a good idea.
Do you think that I'm a terrible wannabe chef because I can't even cook toast? Seriously, I just cannot do it. I burn toast all the time. Does that make me the worst person in the world?
No, not at all. You just need to outsource it. You've got to just do what comes naturally to you.
So that's nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that's not true.
There was a bit of talk in the media over the weekend about the fact that the success of this season has come down to the relationship that you've all had and that you've all gotten along. But we're a radio station. We don't want to hear about that. You can give us some juicy gossip. Was there anyone that you butted heads with during the production of the show?
Do you know what? I wish I could give you some juicy gossip, but I honestly just don't have any. If I was any more laid back, I'd be horizontal. So I find it quite hard to butt heads with anyone.
Was it a bit tough because there's so many women still left in the kitchen of MasterChef? Was that a bit tough? Did they gang up on you?
Oh, there was lots of Sex in the City in the TV room, I'll give you that, when we were trying to chill out. Me and Matt were ostracised into the small TV room to watch a bit of the AFL while they had Sex in the City marathons going on. But apart from that, you know, there was just a lot of girl talk.
Well, the phones are lighting up here because there's all these women that now want to date you. They're like, oh, he's sensitive, he's kind, he's got a great accent, he can cook, he understands women.
Well, it's either that or the fact that we've got your phone number from this interview and we've just tweeted it online. Sorry, not sorry, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend will be delighted with that.
Okay, apologies in advance. But seriously, it's been so much fun. Stephen Rooney, thank you so much for joining us from the MasterChef Kitchen.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Hot FM's EJ and Ben.